From Tidbits on January 3rd, 2011, this is Extra Bits, written by Tidbit staff. It was a largely offline holiday break for many of us, but here are a few newsworthy items from before we started dreaming of sugar plums. A podcast discussion on the Tech Night Owl Live that ended up speculating about how Apple could improve macOS 10 and iOS via the cloud, benchmarks for Parallels Desktop 6 and VMware Fusion 3, and a reminder that the Mac App Store will be opening in a few days. Adam ponders a future in the clouds in the Tech Night Owl Live, a discussion with Tech Night Owl host Gene Steinberg about Apple's missteps in 2010 somehow segued into far-ranging speculation about how Apple could radically improve the Mac and iOS experience with cloud-based storage and syncing of common files. Mac Tech benchmarks Parallels Desktop 6 and VMware Fusion 3.1. When you need to run Windows, it's always a bit more comforting to do so via emulation on your Mac. The experts at Mac Tech have published a preview of their latest benchmark comparing two popular virtualization options for the Mac, Parallels Desktop 6 and VMware Fusion 3.1. The short version is that Parallels bests VMware and most of Mac Tech's general tests, but you'll want to read the whole thing to understand the complete results. Mac App Store to launch on January 6th. Apple's announced the Mac App Store will officially open for business on January 6, 2011. The Mac App Store, of course, will aim to recreate the magic of the App Store for iOS devices, making Apple and third-party developers a whole lot of money in the process. Of note is that in Apple's press release, CEO Steve Jobs says that Apple hopes to make, quote, finding and buying PC apps easy and fun. Apparently, the company is aiming to take back the term PC from the world of Windows machines. As with the initial App Store, Apple will take a 30% cut of all software sales, with the rest of the money going to the developers themselves. This is Tidbit, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Beelight Software, and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and looking forward to the Mac App Store just to see how it works. It's going to be interesting.